Fred Shaw was born in 1954 and grew up in Connecticut. He was raised in the Catholic Church, but says the way he really found his faith was through a teacher at his middle school who offered a Protestant Bible study during free period.
And a friend of mine asked me to join him, and so I did. You know, I fell in love with what I was hearing and learning. And through the 2 years of that Bible study, I started to feel a sense of calling to ministry. But I put it out of my head. You know, I was just thinking about growing up, becoming a teenager, having fun.
At that point, he'd been attending his teacher's church for a few years. He drifted away when he was 16, but he never forgot the experience and couldn't shake the feeling.
I did return to pursuing that path. It took me longer than most people because I would start and stop, start and stop.
To become an ordained Protestant minister, Shaw needed a bachelor's degree and 3 years of seminary. He was ordained in 1987 at the age of 33 and started looking for a full-time senior position in New England, preferably Maine.
I wasn't getting very many calls for jobs, but people up here heard about me and wrote to me, and I said, well, I'll come up here for an interview just for the experience.
He says he immediately fell in love with the area.
And I realized this was just like where I wanted to be in Maine, minus the ocean, and especially loved the people. And so when they offered me the position, I took it.
He'd be serving two churches, only a few miles apart, United Church of Christ in Elizabethtown and First Congregational in Lewis. Shaw conducts Sunday services at both locations. He officiates weddings. But the bulk of his work, he says, is to connect with people and participate in their lives. And that often happens in moments of crisis and tragedy.
80 to 90% of my work, which was a surprise to me, really revolves around death and dying. I do a lot more funerals or just being with people in the long process, whether they have a month to live or 2 years to live. I mean, there's always somebody on my horizon who's going through something like that.
He says that at the beginning, he struggled with it.
I always dreaded answering the phone when it was an undertaker on the other side.
Over the last 30 years, that's completely changed. Shaw has even come to think of it as a calling.
I'm around death so much. I mean, you realize how much it's just a natural part of life. And for someone who only deals with it, you know, going through their parents' death or grandparents, it's very hard. But for me, I'm very comfortable with it. And so therefore, maybe that's what God wants me to do, to be with people who aren't comfortable with death and dying.
He says his role is to bring peace and comfort to a dying person, and that he's learned a lot from watching nurses interact with their patients.
If they're with someone who isn't perturbed and is calmly saying, okay, this is what we need to do, this is what's happening, it puts people at ease.
Before and after our interview, the Reverend greets or is greeted by pretty much everyone we see. He exchanges pats on the backs, hugs, smiles. It seems like everyone knows him, whether or not they attend church. He explains that's because his ministry isn't confined to his congregation.
People, like I say, come to me out of the woodwork, non-church people, people from other communities for the death and the funerals, and everybody's related to everybody. So I get to see all the connections and really get to know them, and that's been the rewarding part.
When I ask him what he struggles with, he talks about a different kind of death.
The most challenging part now is that the church, institutional churches, are dying. The younger folks aren't coming into the church or staying in the church, and there's less and less people each year.
A more personal challenge has been accepting the invisible walls around him, a kind of separation from the rest of the world.
I was never comfortable with it when people would say, well, what should we call you? I would just say, call me Fred. But, you know, they feel, oh, you got to call you Reverend, got to call you Pastor. And I never liked the title and being distanced from people.
Sometimes the hardest thing is being seen as a regular person.
I'd be in the backyard mowing the grass and they'd come around on a Saturday. Oh, you can't wear shorts. I can't see you wearing shorts and a t-shirt. And I've been here long enough, those kind of barriers go down somewhat. But the older I get, yeah, I accept it and I'm more comfortable with it now.
Shaw is eligible for retirement in 2020. He says he'd like to take it, but he'll have to wait and see. He says no one expected him to stay this long. The tenure of ministers before him was between 4 and 7 years.
They just want to move on or move to a bigger church, find out they don't like this area. But, I mean, it's been a perfect fit for me, and I've never wanted to leave. So here I am.
Retirement or not, Fred plans to stay in Elizabethtown. He says it's his place. If you know Reverend Shaw, you may have wondered during this story why I didn't mention that he's African-American and serving a predominantly white community. That's because when I asked if race had ever played into his work, it opened up a much larger and very honest conversation, which turned into part two of this story. For North Country Public Radio's North Country at Work project, I'm Amy Feireisel.